With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of inspirational listening. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll share in another of our periodic explorations of the rich repertoire of hymns and pieces based on hymns. We'll draw on English traditions, as well as those from the continent, America, and the African-American experience, and from composers including Robert Lowry, Herbert Howells, Hugo Distler, and others. We'll begin with a stirring organ fanfare composed by Gerald Neer, one of the leading American composers of church music in recent years. James Jordan performs at the Church of the Advent in Boston. The brilliant fanfare by Gerald Neer was performed by organist James Jordan at the Church of the Advent in Boston. Our first two hymns are sung by the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh under the expert guidance of John Walker. We'll begin with Ronald Staley's arrangement of Robert Lowry's 19th century hymn, How Can I Keep From Singing? That'll be followed by John Walker's arrangement of O Worship the King, with tune attributed to Johann Michael Haydn.
Thank you.
John Walker led the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh in two hymns. We just heard O Worship the King, as arranged by Dr. Walker, and earlier they sang the 19th century American hymn How Can I Keep From Singing, arranged by Ronald Staley. We turn to another Robert Lowry hymn next, written in 1864, some years before the hymn we just heard. Shall We Gather at the River has the feel of a folk tune, though it was indeed penned by Lowry, a poet and Baptist minister. We'll hear it in an arrangement by George Ellis Mims, who leads musicians from St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. Shall We Gather at the River, arranged by George Ellis Mims. We heard it sung by musicians from St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston, led by Mr. Mims. David Henning accompanied. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Among my many favorite hymns, and there are many, one stands out both for its rock-solid text and the expansive tune with which it's associated. All My Hope on God is Founded pairs a text by 17th-century writer Joachim Neander with an elegant tune composed over breakfast, by his own admission, by Herbert Howells. We'll hear this glorious hymn sung by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. Stephen Layton conducts, with Jeremy Cole playing the organ of Lincoln Cathedral. choir of Trinity College, Cambridge sang the hymn All My Hope on God Is Founded. Stephen Layton conducted. Many of the great hymns we take for granted today come from the Welsh tradition, where robust four-part hymn singing is almost something of a sport. Our next selection was written in the 1860s by John Roberts, who's credited with establishing the first Gaman Vigani, or congregational hymn sing, which has since become an annual tradition throughout much of Wales. His hymn tune, St. Idenio, is associated with the text Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise, which we'll hear sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directs, with Christopher Dernley playing the organ.
Thank you.
Jerry Hancock improvised on the hymn tune St. Dedenio at St. Thomas Church in New York. It takes the form almost of a scherzo or fantasy for flute stops, at times illustrating the words light, inaccessible, unresting, and unhasting, key words in the hymn Immortal Invisible. Earlier, we heard the hymn Immortal Invisible sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, directed by John Scott. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. There are many, many lovely settings of the 23rd Psalm, both in choral literature and in hymnody. Among the most beautiful is one sung to the traditional Irish tune St. Columba, with a paraphrase of the psalm text by Henry Baker. Sir Edward Barristow composed an exquisite hymn anthem on this setting, The King of Love My Shepherd Is, published in 1931. In it, he treats each of the six stanzas differently, with the tune always present in some form, either in one of the voice parts or embedded in the accompaniment. We'll hear this hymn anthem performed by the choir of St. Paul's Parish, K Street in Washington. Jeffrey Smith conducts.
Thank you.
Edward Barristow's hymn anthem On the King of Love, My Shepherd Is was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Parish, K Street, led by Jeffrey Smith. Bruce Neswick played the organ. The neoclassic counterpoint of 20th century German composer Hugo Distler is a perfect vehicle for setting the chorale Lobe den Herren in our next selection. Praise to the Lord the Almighty sets two stanzas of the hymn in this brief motet. The first stanza is repeated at the end. Eric Nelson leads the Atlanta Master Chorale in this performance. Praise to the Lord the Almighty, as set by Hugo Distler. The Atlanta Master Chorale sang, directed by Eric Nelson. The hymn tune St. Botolph sets words from a 12th century Latin hymn in our next piece, Jesu the Very Thought of Thee. The tune, composed by Gordon Slater, receives a wonderful treatment by arranger Paul Halley, as we hear the choir of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario, sing. Noel Edison conducts with Mr. Halley at the organ.
Oh.
Edison led the choir of St. John's Church Elora in Paul Halley's imaginative setting of the hymn Jesu, the Very Thought of Thee. The tune St. Botolph was composed by Gordon Slater. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. African-American gospel music is very much a part of the American hymn tradition, and Thomas A. Dorsey, who was known as the father of black gospel music, composed the deeply personal hymn Precious Lord, Take My Hand in 1932, after his wife Nettie passed away in childbirth. 2 days later, their newborn son also died, and the composition of this hymn was written out of his grief over such tragic loss. We'll hear it sung by the Holy Trinity Bach Choir from New York. John J. Moses plays saxophone, and Richard Erickson directs.
Thank you.
Richard Erickson led the Holy Trinity Bach Choir in Thomas A. Dorsey's soulful hymn, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. John J. Moses played saxophone. Organ music of J.S. Bach is next, as we listen to a performance of his expansive Prelude and Fugue in C, also known as the 9-8, recognizing the time signature and resulting rhythmic feel of the prelude. Masaki Suzuki plays the Marc Garnier organ of the Shoin Chapel in Kobe, Japan.
Thank you.
Johann Sebastian Bach's Prelude and Fugue in C, BWV 547. It was performed by Masaki Suzuki on the organ of the Shoin Chapel in Kobe, Japan. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to a wide selection of hymns and music based on them. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.